Hello, I'm Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to growing plants in containers. Here's a little about me. I'm an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills they need to nourish themselves with plants. I have a degree in sociology from Indiana University. But my passion is organic gardening and sharing the importance of growing what you eat. I have been actively gardening since 1996. The subject of today's podcast is growing geraniums in pots. Thinking about growing geraniums in pots? Geraniums are simple to grow, requiring just a little attention. They come in a variety of colors with both plain and variegated leaves. They love well-drained soil and full sun. Even though they are drought tolerant, they appreciate regular watering. Select a pot or planter based on the size of your geranium. Doubling and even tripling the size of the nursery container your plant comes in is a wise way to go. Soil. Use any good, fast-draining soil with plenty of organic matter to fill your container. I like one from Miracle-Gro, made especially for flowers with a moisture-conserving component. Geraniums growing in good garden soil need little fertilizer. Those in light, sandy soil should receive 2 or 3 feedings during active growth. Light and temperature. When growing geraniums in pots, you can easily move the pot to adjust for natural conditions. Geraniums like full sun. While they love hot weather, they do hail from South Africa, know that even geraniums can have too much of a good thing, which might abbreviate flower production. If you live in a super hot climate, consider a variety made for the hottest of hot. Some great options from Syngenta Flowers are the Caliente and Calliope series. Caliente is an award-winning bright red mounding variety. Calliope comes in many colors, but the large salmon is a showstopper. Intense color that lasts, boasts the number one geranium for color and performance. It has a vigorous habit, making a high impact in baskets and large pots. The beautiful salmon color makes it stand apart from the big box store options. Pruning geraniums. Growing geraniums in pots is a snap. While they don't need to be pruned, you do need to do a bit of maintenance to keep them looking their best. You'll need to deadhead your plants. To do this during the growing season, simply remove wilted and faded flowers. Pinch them off with your fingers or snip them with scissors. This will encourage new blossoms to develop. Common problems with geraniums. Usually, geraniums are problem-free. However, if growing conditions aren't quite right, their leaves may look odd, showing you that the plant is struggling. Curling and yellow leaves are a sign that something is up. Curling leaves. This can occur when the sun is too hot for a geranium. In really hot climates, offer the plant morning sun and afternoon shade to remedy this problem. Yellowing leaves can be caused by a few different things. Weather, sunlight, watering, and diseases could all be a culprit. Geraniums don't like wet feet, so only water when the top inch of the soil is dry. If the plant is getting too wet, move it out and let it dry. If water isn't the issue, make sure the plant is getting plenty of light. Geraniums' leaves turn yellow if kept in too much shade. Finally, geraniums do not like cold temperatures, so a cold snap may cause yellowing.